Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the introduction. So in this work, we wanted to investigate the visual fatigue generated by visualizing or viewing S3D video. And this work has been done by analyzing the eye tracking data and by analyzing also SSQ questionnaire, as Shell introduced before. So just before starting, what is visual fatigue? Visual fatigue is an uncomfortable, tired feeling in or around the eyes that is unpleasant and even can be painful. And it can be a double vision, reduced power of accommodation and vergence, reduced visual activity, reduced sensitivity, and reduced speed of perception. And the symptoms can be strain, headache, eyes burning, tearing, eyes irritation, and eyes dryness. Of course, these symptoms are not only linked with visualizing three or viewing 3D content, but these symptoms appear, appear very soon when viewing 3D data. So several characteristics have been used by several authors in order to evaluate visual fatigue. So some of them focused on accommodation response, some others on visual acuity, pupil diameter, critical fusion frequency, the eye movement velocity, task performance, and blinking. Among these studies, several authors also focused on, for example, as Lambuch and et al. In 2009, on excessive screen disparity. The same authors focused on crosstalk for visual fatigue. Flickering, 3D artifacts, accommodation vergence mismatch has been the focus of several studies, and perceptual distortions due to incorrect viewing position has been investigated in 2008. In general, visual fatigue is assessed or measured thanks to questionnaire. So, for example, Shibata et al. Presented a questionnaire to viewers on visual fatigue symptoms. A single stimulus continuous evaluation has been done by Yano, and Yano et al. And Imoto et al. Measured the accommodation response in 2002 and 2005. There are other studies linked to break and recovery points, evoked cortical potential, saccade movement, and blinking frequency and duration. So this shows that authors have investigated many characteristics in order to evaluate this visual fatigue coming from 3D viewing. One from these studies, several concerns can be raised. So the measures are often done by at the beginning and the end of the full presentation. So this can be one problem, even if it's difficult to do the SSQ questionnaire, for example, in real time. Most studies used artificial stimuli, and not all stages of vision process were taken into consideration. And also, the duration of watching of 3D content wasn't representative of a real 3D watching. So in this study, we wanted to investigate the possible links between visual fatigue and visual characteristics. And those that we have chosen are the pupil diameter, the eye movements, saccades and fixation, because we assume that these are parameters that may change with the increase of the visual fatigue, and eye blinking. So the visual fatigue accumulation has been examined during 16 minutes, and the study has been organized through watching of S3D movies for a duration of 16 minutes. So this is how the experiment was. So six sequences of 10 minutes each have been presented to the viewers, and SSQ questionnaire has been submitted to viewers before the test and after each 10-minute viewing. So giving us seven SSQ questionnaire to be analyzed. So the questionnaire, as it has been described previously, so it's the same questionnaire that has been used for 3DV evaluation. So first question is related to visual fatigue, and the other questions are related to symptoms of visual fatigue, and the evaluation is done from none to severe. The symptoms are those of general discomfort, dizzy eyes, eye irritation, fullness of head, eye strain, and so on. So for this experiment, we used a Hyundai television with an eye tracker, a Tobii TX120 eye tracker, which is a binocular eye tracker. And we made the screening of viewers, so for their acuity, for color blindness, and depth blindness. And for this test, so 10 participants have been retained for the statistical analysis, because many of them had problems of depth blindness or color blindness, so they have been rejected from the final test. And we used six sequences coming from well-known movies. We try to avoid conversation sequences in order to avoid to have the focus on the conversation. And these are the results. First, for the visual fatigue. So what we can see here is that there is no doubt about the evolution of fatigue with time. So here we can see that the visual fatigue starts from very low and to arrive to severe to strong for some of the viewers. So, and this of course is confirmed by ANOVA. So the time is playing an important role with the increase of this fatigue. Also, the content plays an important role, but with less importance here than time. These are the results for the self-evaluation of symptoms. We retained only the most important criteria. So eye strain, general discomfort, the difficulty focusing, difficulty concentrating, and you can see that they are similar with those presented by the first presenter, and we gave here just the correlation between the evolution of these symptoms with visual fatigue. For pupil diameter, of course, this pupil diameter for the left and right eyes are evolving inversely proportional to luminance. So what you see here in blue is the luminance of the average luminance of the frame, and in red the pupil diameter, and the conclusion that we have from this this data is that it's difficult to conclude about this about the effect of pupil diameter, because the effect on visual fatigue is masked by the big effect generated by illuminance, by the average the variation of luminance, and an extension of this of the exploration will be done briefly in order to fix the luminance of the scene and avoid this bias of variation to deal with the small effect due to pupil diameter. Let's go now to the analysis of the fixation behavior. We can see here that so we did it through two informations. So the average number of fixations and the fixation duration for here, for example, we have it for one test sequence, so Narnia one, and we can see that the fixation number is decreasing with time, and this is confirmed with the statistical analysis, and but this effect is not retrieved with the fixation duration. So the conclusion from this slide is that the number of fixation has an effect. Visual fatigue has an effect on the number of fixation, but not on the fixation duration. Let's go now to the analysis of saccades behavior. So we can see also in for the number of saccades that there is a decrease over time that is confirmed here. So the number of saccades is decreasing depending on visual fatigue and depending also on the content itself. But the saccade duration doesn't have an influence from visual fatigue. Now for eye blinking, this is an average curve of blink duration, and we can see that there is no effect between eye blinking and time. So eye blinking and visual fatigue, since both are, these elements are linked, and we can see that there is an effect between blink duration and content, as well as number of blinks with the content, and also blink duration with time. So so we can say that the blink duration will vary depending on time and depending on visual fatigue. So let's go to the conclusion. So we ran an experiment with in order to simulate or to approximate to be as close as possible from a real watching of 3D content, and we wanted to analyze the data coming from an eye tracker and link it with visual fatigue. And what we noticed from this study is that visual fatigue is of course growing with time, but it is growing faster than for 2D data, and that the 3D content has a direct influence on it. We noticed also that the number of saccades decreases with the increase of visual fatigue, and the blink duration increases with the increase of visual fatigue. As future work, we are working on a project with people from vision and binocular motricity, and with the aim of in understanding the link between vergence properties and interaction with posture, in order to see whether viewing 3D content may have an impact on posture of kids and of adults. Thank you for your attention.
Do you have any questions from Dr. Larrabee? Mike Weissman from Perspective Systems.
You came to the conclusion that fatigue is faster with 3D viewing, but yet I see no data for 2D viewing. Did you have a control, 2D versus 3D?
Yeah, you're completely right. The experiment with 2D data has been done after the paper has been submitted. So the results are not fully analyzed, but the first result that we obtain is that the increase of fatigue is faster than 2D. So we took the same sequences in 2D, and we did the same test in order to check whether time, the increase of or growth of visual fatigue is the same or not. And the conclusion was that it is faster when it is in 3D.
One question over here from Charles McLaughlin.
I'm wondering how many observers you screened in order to get the 10.
Say it again.
How many observers were visually screened?
At the end, let's say a third of the observers told that they have let's say strong effects.
Before you did the study, you visually screened the observers for stereopsis.
Yeah, we had around 16 observers.
16, and you selected 10 out of 16.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One question down here from Nick Holloman.
So I think I had the same question for you and Chell, really, the same as Mike. What was the control? Because there didn't seem to be one. But I had a sort of secondary question on the quality. How did you choose the quality of the display and the quality of the content? Because you've taken cinema content and put it on TV, which is not designed to play back on TV systems.
The content came from DVD. So
sure, but the content was produced for cinema systems, not produced for TV systems.
No, the content came from DVD, so it was. Maybe I haven't understood.
Yeah,
the original design of the depth.
Okay. I see what you mean.
The movie was for cinema.
One of the movies was only for DVD release, which was the Garfield one, but all the others were actually cinema releases. And I might add that one of them was probably the worst 3D conversion of all time, called Clash of the Titans, otherwise known as Crash of the Titans. But that's a valid question. I'll leave you to answer.
We took the content we had between our hands, so we haven't asked questions about the difference between cinema content and.
So, and I guess I had the same question about the quality of the display. Why choose a high crosstalk display? Why not choose a low crosstalk display?
I cannot hear you well.
Why not choose a low crosstalk display, like a true 3DI, so you had the best quality display?
I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Nick was saying that why choose a high crosstalk display, although the passive Hyundais are usually pretty good. I'm not quite sure why you're saying that they were high. True 3DI. Okay, I'm not quite sure what that terminology means. Okay, so maybe we'll move on and let
maybe we can discuss it.
Take that question offline. But thank you very much for your presentation.
Thanks.